Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lucy. How may I help you?
I need to cancel whatever it is I subscribe to.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
52076.
And that zip code was 52076?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your first and last name?
Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Ross, R-O-S-S, Susan Sam.
Yes, ma'am. And can I get you to verify your address for me?
102 Alcater Street, number 27, Strawberry Point, Iowa, 52076.
Yes, ma'am. And what they have you subscribed to is our meal plan app. It is our meal balance app, and this app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar carb cravings.
I know what it's about, but that's not when I initially was taking a survey for a chance to win an iPhone 12 is what I thought I was doing. The next thing I know, and I thought I was giving my credit card information for shipping and handling, not a meal plan, whatever.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. What happened was when you entered the survey, in order to enter for the chance to win, you purchased the app, and that's what they did. They charged you for the app so you can have a chance to win the actual iPhone.
No, that's fine. Just cancel it, put the money back on my card is all I ask.
Yes, ma'am, I can do that. But our meal plan app is very, very good. I could offer you 35.
I know. No. I know. If I wanted a meal plan app, I would get one that was free of charge. I'm not paying 39 something a month for a meal plan app. No.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I can't offer you 50% off that 30.
No, no. Just refund my money and put it back on my card and scrap the entrance fee, whatever, for the iPhone 12.
Yes, ma'am, I do
plain
understand.
Plain and simple. Do not offer me anything else. Refund my money to my card.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, and I can get you canceled out and refund it. Give me just a second.
Frankly, I think that's low down and dirty for what they're doing that. Because it doesn't say that you have to purchase a meal plan app and whatnot in order to get the entry. I'm so sick and tired of things like that screwing over people. Especially when you're on a limited budget income.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. When money's tight, money is tight.
And I don't mean to take it out on you, but, and I'm not trying. I'm a lot calmer than I thought I would be. But, yeah, that was just low. When I realized what had happened, I was really pissed, except it was Sunday and yesterday was a holiday, so I knew I couldn't call till today.
Well, actually, we were open yesterday. You could have called, but most people do think that we're closed, so I do understand why you didn't call. But I'm glad you called today, and I'm glad we can get this taken care of for you. Give me just a second. I'm completing it. And I will have a confirmation number after this, and you will receive an email about your refund. Also, your refund will take approximately 3 to 5 business days to post back in your account. I do apologize.
Yep. Nope, that's fine.
Make sure you completely cancel so you won't get any further charges. Okay. looks like I got you all handled. I can give you the confirmation number now, ma'am, if you're ready to take it down.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. It is C as in Charlie. 9192.
Mm-hmm.
66.
Uh-huh.
66.
Uh-huh.
9.
All right.
And that, is that all I can do for you today, ma'am?
Nope, that's, yeah, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.